Joining me now is Andrew Rasoulas, fellow Canadian at Global Affairs Institute and retired official of the Department of National Defense. And Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk first about Trump's threats to Russia. The tariffs, will that have any kind of impact?
Well, this is very nuanced, and there's a bit of a carrot and stick here. First of all, it doesn't come into effect for 50 days. So the Russians have 50 days in which they can run out their summer offensive, which is ongoing now, and breaking through here and there at little points. Gives the Russians 50 days to roll into September and conclude their summer offensive. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the United States is not giving these weapons. So it's not like a Biden thing, giving them everything against evil versus good. This is about selling, making a profit, and other countries like Canada, Canadian taxpayers, would be funding this.
And then with the weapons, why is it important that NATO buys the weapons and then sends them to Ukraine?
Well, Trump is saying that that's a clear policy statement here. The war in Ukraine is not a first priority for Trump and his administration. That's why they're not giving the weapons the way Biden did. That's a huge difference. They're going to sell the weapons. So make a profit, no cost to the United States, in fact, some profit for the United States. Under that arrangement, he's happy to go along. But again, he's maintaining his mediator role. He's not backing Ukraine full hilt, defeat Russia, and so on and so forth. He is trying to still balance, and he's giving him Putin 50 days. So he's selling, making some money, not costing the U.S., and still leaving himself a position as a mediator to maybe broker a deal 50 days from now.